Hey all, today I'm going to talk to you about an app called GoodLinks, and this is a Read It Later app. A Read It Later app is a place to save all of your links, articles, all that good stuff. This app is really great in many ways. First of all, no subscription fee, which is really good. It's a one-time cost, but it works across your Mac, your iPhone, your iPad, so it works in all the places. It uses Cloud Sync to sync all of your data. So whatever you do in one place, you have it everywhere. Once you have an article saved, it has lots of great features. For example, it strips out any pop-ups, any ads, or any of that distraction. It easily just saves the text, and you could just read through the article easily without having any other things to battle with. That by itself makes this app worth the cost. It's super fast and easy to use. It even has a Safari extension. So if you're on Safari and you are coming across a link, an article, or anything that you want to save and read it later, or save just for maybe research or a later reference, you can just save it right in there super easy with the Safari extension. If you're anyplace else, then you can copy a link, open up the app, paste it right in there, put all your parameters, save, you're done. You can also use the share sheet, which is really cool also. That allows you to be able to save anything from really any app as long as it offers the share sheet. So super versatile. For those power users, you can also organize all of your things with hashtags, widgets, and there's even shortcuts. This app is great for the super basic user all the way to the super advanced user. So I would definitely check it out. It's in the App Store on all the platforms for your Mac computer, for your iPhone, your iPad. So check it out and enjoy.
Hi, everyone. I thought I would share an Android tip with you. I know a lot of us are all about Apple, but I love to live in both worlds. And so what I thought I would do is share a tip regarding how you move an app into a folder. I'm kind of a folder junkie. In other words, I love folders. I only have two pages of my home screen, except when I have a few apps that overflow onto page three and it drives me crazy. So I would really like to put an app from page three into a folder on page two. So what I'm going to do is I am going to share with you what process I use to do this. I am using an Android Galaxy Z Flip 5 phone, and this should be a standard process, whichever phone you're using, as long as you have multi-touch gesture support. In other words, I can take three fingers and tap the screen, and I'm going to bring up the talk back menu. But first of all, I'm going to show you that I'm on page three.
ChatGPT.
And there's my ChatGPT. However,
Motive Audio.
What I really want to move in here is my Motive Audio app. And so I'm going to touch the screen with three fingers.
Talk back menu. Actions in list.
And here's the actions menu. So I'm going to double tap.
Actions. Move item in list.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to move the item. So I'm going to double tap that option.
One UI home. Move to row one, column one in pager.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take two fingers. I'm going to swipe right because I really want to go to page two.
Move to translation apps folder, page two.
So now I'm going to check out the folders that I have on page two.
Move to accessibility folder. Create folder with BBC New. Move to recording folder.
There we go. Move to recording folder. So I'm going to double tap right there.
Item moved into folder. Find device.
And now you see the item has been moved into that folder. So let's go back and repeat that process again. So I'm going to swipe left with two fingers to go to page three again.
Page three of three, ChatGPT.
And there's my ChatGPT. So now I'm going to touch the screen with three fingers to bring up the TalkBack menu.
TalkBack menu. Actions in list.
And here's the actions button. So I'm going to double tap.
Actions. Move item in list.
And conveniently, there's my move item. So I'm going to double tap that.
One UI home. Create folder with Motive Audio in Pager.
So now I'm still on page two because that's where it thinks I want to be. But I'm going to go to page one.
Move to translation app. Move to utilities folder. Page one of three, default page.
Now, isn't that nice? I'm on the utilities folder right here. So I am going to double tap because I want to move the ChatGPT into the utilities folder. So I'll double tap.
Item moved into folder. Era Explorer.
Excellent. And there's my Era Explorer app, my favorite app in the whole world. And so I have moved two apps. I moved the Motive Audio and the ChatGPT, and I moved them into different folders. And the easiest thing in the world to do is because I can bring up the TalkBack menu with a three-finger tap on the screen, which is three fingers just touching once, and then I'm immediately on the actions button. Immediately then after I double tap, then I'm on the move item, and then I can find where I want to move that item and double tap, and voila, it is moved. So hopefully that will be a handy tip for you, and we will talk to you later. Thanks.
When Chris said she wanted to show how to move applications on Android, I said, okay, I guess that means I'm talking about the Samsung S23 Plus device that I received as a gift recently. The S23 Plus is slightly narrower and slightly shorter physically than the iPhone 14 Pro Max. And I think this could be in relation to the case that I have. I'm not going to take my iPhone out of the case because I'll probably drop it. But think of it as about a similar size. On the right edge of the phone is where all of the buttons are. Across the top and down the left-hand side, you have nothing really. But on the right edge, at the very top, you have the volume up and then volume down key. You can press and hold both of these keys once you receive the phone to turn the TalkBack on if that's needed. Directly below the volume down button is the lock/assistant button. It's also the first button you'll press when you receive the phone. This allows you to turn on the phone. It is a little bit different because I'm used to my lock button being above the volume keys, but you get used to it. Below the lock button is the SIM card tray. You can pop out your SIM card tray and put a nano SIM in there if that's what you need to use. Along the bottom edge, you have one speaker, and there is a USB-C port used for charging and connecting. The front of the phone is glass, and it feels like the back of the phone is glass as well. Actually, that might not be glass, but it is a very smooth texture. On the back right of the phone, when you're holding it in your hand and the buttons are on the right side, you'll feel three vertical camera lenses. This is where the cameras are located on the Samsung S23 Plus, and they're all three about the same size stacked on top of each other. In the phone, there's also the ability to unlock with face unlock, which I have not set up, but an in-screen fingerprint reader as well. That took a little bit for me to get used to, but Android and TalkBack on the Samsung devices provide pretty good feedback to tell you when and where to put your fingerprint. That's an overview of the Samsung S23 Plus. Have a beautiful day, and thanks for listening.